Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal. How about you?
I'm okay. It's a bit of volatility in the markets.
Yeah. It's always something we're going to talk about. We'll get to the reason for the volatility in a minute. I think we've got a very interesting show today. One of the things, common themes that we see in retirement, of course, is this notion of aging and where do you live, right? How do you have the best experience, the highest quality of care and quality of life that you can have as you retire?
We're going to call part of the show the mental and physical well-being for you as you go through retirement.
Okay.
How do you have your mental mindset ready to go through retirement? And then what about those issues on the healthcare side in the future, long-term care, home care? We're going to be covering all of that today. And then also at the bottom half of our show, we're definitely going to talk about this concept that you really like that people are investing in, bonds.
Called bonds?
Yeah. It's called bonds.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds like a great show to me. Let's get after it. Okay, let's talk about the volatility this week, and there was lots of it. So last Thursday, we had a situation start to flare up in the United States with banks, and there was a couple of very specialized banks that we talked about last week that got shut down. Effectively, the authorities took them over in a very, very short period of time to make sure that depositors were going to be taken care of and that there wasn't going to be a run on banks, create a bigger contagion, right, with banks. And that has persisted into this week. That volatility has persisted.
Yeah, and it's spilled over to other parts of the world as well, Europe, Japan, so forth. And so the question always comes into play is two parts. One, a little bit of a trigger from 2008 came up, and then so is that going to happen again? So what does that mean for the banking system, especially here in Canada? What are the impacts here? I think so far people are realizing that it's not as bad as it was in 2008, but there will be some collateral damage. It's most likely not going to be here in Canada. It's most likely going to be in other parts of the world where they have different regulations. And we forget sometimes that we're really regulated here in Canada. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get frustrated by that, but on other times like this, we're quite happy that there was those regulations brought into place. So,
and don't forget back in 2008-09 for Canadian banks, right? Canadian banks were tested at a time when a lot of the regulations that we have in place today for other global banks,
correct,
liquidity and capital controls, were not in place. And Canada came out as the leader.
Correct.
Right? The Canadian banking system was the global leader.
Correct. So from a bank security perspective, do not expect all banks all around the world to be okay.
Right.
Expect some to come up under this issue. From a Canadian banking perspective, we see that things are gonna pan out okay from a stability perspective.
Yep.
The other side of this is, what the heck's happening with my investments? It's been a tough 2022. You know, we thought at the beginning of 2023, things are looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Then February came, and now March is here, and it's called March Madness. For a reason. It's not only the college sports, it's also in the markets right now, and we have this March Madness happening. And so where do people go with this? Now that they're transitioning to, or you're just retired, or you're already retired, you know, you have these types of issues come up. What do you do in your portfolio, in your investment strategy, to make sure you're going to be able to weather this storm, get through this, and still have the lifestyle that you want?
Yeah, I think it's an awesome question. And I'm going to go back to the superpowers that we talk about, structure and discipline. And I want to talk about structure, because I think there's a critical missing piece for many people as they move into retirement in their planning, in their wealth planning. And we call it the income bucket.
Correct.
Right? And so the income bucket for perhaps our new listeners talks about the idea of predictability and sustainability to the extent we can get it, tax efficiency in the cash flow that we receive to live off of, you know, to live our life, whatever that we envision. And Faisal, you and I know, we've been doing this a long time, that you don't want to have that portion of your portfolio exposed to what we would call risk assets, to things that have high volatility that, you know, can crash and you have to take from that at an inopportune time. And so this notion of structure that we talk about, this is the perfect environment. I was speaking with somebody this morning prior to coming here and doing this, and we were talking about this particular point. This environment, in my opinion, is really what separates proper structure from a retirement perspective from other structures.
And here's what I want to kind of emphasize on your point here is that The people who are biggest at risk right now are the ones who are retiring or just retired and are living off of the gains of a portfolio or just the dividends of the portfolio. Right. And that way they are literally now have to adjust. Potentially, this could be catastrophic to some degree about what's happening with their money long term.
Right.
Those who have structure have separate pools of capital for income, not invest in the stock market, so you're not having the stock market volatility. And then you have your growth perspective where it is invested in a well-diversified, we call it the five pillars. When you have that structure and you stick to that structure, you don't deviate from that structure, that's what protects you. And I think right now, so many individuals are looking at their statements and saying, oh my God, I'm down for the past, whatever, let's call it 18 months. Mm-hmm. I'll make up that number. I'm down 18 months. How am I going to be able to retire? Or will my retirement be able to sustain my life, my cash flow be able to sustain myself? Those who are living off of dividends and gains, or capital gains of their portfolio, welcome to the reason why we say structure and discipline is your superpower.
Because they're different goals, right? Income has a different goal than growth does.
And our industry has done a very good job at saying you need to grow your money, so you need all forms of growth, interest, dividends, capital gains. But when it comes to a retirement income portfolio, they're saying live off the dividends because in the past 15 years or so, dividends were better than interest. Now we have a different debate. And so what are they going to say? Just go to bonds?
Right.
So they're going to switch back and forth, but you're going to increase or decrease volatility along the way. It's not sustainable. That's the lack of discipline.
Right.
That has no structure. Right. That is just going to the area which has the best yield at the time.
Right.
And you do not want to chase yield when there's volatility attached to yield.
Right.
And so this is where the structure comes into play. Dave, we only have a couple minutes left. What are the two things that people need to remember when it comes to structure and discipline heading from this point going forward, regardless if you're approaching, living in retirement, or just about to retire?
Well, listen, I'm just going to give one thought because sometimes it gets overwhelming. The number one thing is you have to recognize that as you're moving into retirement or you're living in retirement, that the goals and objectives have changed. The complexity has just gone up, and you need to start separating the wealth that you've generated throughout your life into various, we call them buckets, that have very specific goals attached to it. And please, please, your goal for income is and the objective and the investment thesis and strategy is very different from what you'll use in a growth strategy.
Now, healthcare costs are going to be a big concern in the future. Now, our bias on this is that we do not believe that the government will be able to provide the same type of support financially for Canadians going forward as they age. There'll be more out-of-pocket expenses. And so what we need here is to have a strategy in place to understand the difference between income and growth. Healthcare costs have to come into play. And when you have those healthcare costs, you're going to make a big decision there. Do I stay in my home? Do I stay in a home? And there's going to be a big, big issue with that. Dave, you know, when we look at all these concerns, how do you make things work? How do you
figure all the pieces,
How do you make it all work together? And so we definitely need to have a chat about that. And I'm looking forward to our next piece of our conversation coming up after the break. If you don't have four buckets outlining income, growth, healthcare costs in the future, and legacy, you are now hoping that your retirement works out. You don't have the structure and the discipline to make it work out. And we're going to talk about all these four buckets. We're going to talk about the relationship with them, how to protect your income, how to grow your portfolio over time to make sure you reach your goals. And we're going to do that on Tuesday, March 21st, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel. You need to reserve your seats for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
There's a lot of options, Faisal, when you're looking into retirement living options. Everything from at home all the way through to long-term care facilities. How do you effectively assess what is best for you and your loved ones? After the break, you're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.